Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Hello, it's another episode of Alt Down Under with me, Luke Scanlon. And it is safe to say I've been excited all week to bring you this one. Oh my God. Today's show is all about a band that has been a massive part of my life from pretty much my early teens all the way into adulthood. And it's probably a journey a lot of you guys listening have experienced. And it's with one band, one brilliant band, Foals. Episode 3 of Alt Down Under is all about my conversation with Jimmy Smith, guitarist of Foals. He'll be telling us what it was like to be a part of the amazing scene in the UK when the guys broke through in the mid-noughties. I remember it well. I feel like an old man all of a sudden. And he'll spill the beans on who out of the Foals crew wears budgie smugglers when they come to Australia. Plus, he'll be telling us what is in store for their shows when they come down to Australia and New Zealand. And I'll ask him all about what inspired the sound, in particular his amazing funk-laced guitar licks that provided the soundtrack to my summer, my last summer in the UK in 2022, on their latest album, Life Is Yours. But before all of that, I just wanted to say thank you, guys. Thanks once again to you guys who have jumped on board with these early episodes of Alt Down Under. Honestly, it makes my heart sing. It's such a nice feeling. Great to be back on the podcast game and bringing these bands to you. But before we get into the episode, I just wanted to say once again a big thank you to all of you guys who have really jumped on board with the early episodes of Alt Down Under. Honestly, it was quite a few months in the planning getting this show up and running. So to have it out there, to have you guys listening, and to be speaking to these bands really does feel good. And I've had some really nice shouts from people, actually, who are enjoying the show. I mentioned in the last episode, it really is all about sharing these bands, sharing music, and getting to know these new artists. And really just celebrating the ones that we already love. So please, if you can, hit follow, subscribe, whatever the button offers you, wherever you listen to us, please give us a follow. Follow us over on Instagram as well, alt.down.under. That really easy roll off the tongue handle that I've given our Instagram page. That would be huge and just massively appreciated. So yeah, you make this Brit Down Under very happy with every listen, with every like, click, subscribe, whatever it is, please keep doing it and keep following the journey. There's loads more to come from Alt Down Under. Still very much early days. I am loving doing these shows so far. My voice is getting a little tested with all these chats I'm doing, but I'm excited for what is in store for my first real summer in Australia. I landed at the end of Feb, so kind of caught like the tail end of last summer. So yeah, lots to get into, lots of festivals on the horizon, gigs, sitting in the pub gardens, just what a time to be alive. It's exciting times. And a year in, I have fully kept hold of my English accent. There were a lot of doubters before I came out here saying, oh mate, you'll be speaking Aussie within 6 months. I'm like, if anything, I sound more British. So yeah, I am still staying strong with the British accent. So I think I've actually done pretty well keeping the English accent. To all my haters, middle finger to you. Thank you very much. Upcoming episodes, we have got some big chats coming up with some real cool artists that I've kind of discovered, that some I knew about before coming down here. A couple of international acts, Declan McKenna, who will also be playing at Heaps Good. He'll be playing the Adelaide leg of that festival. He will also be playing a few other dates across Australia. He will be in Melbourne in January, which I'm hopefully going to pop down to. Other chats come from the likes of Dulcy. They've just released another single, really exciting group from WA, who are just really, really talented. Talking of talented acts, Ruby Cannon, who lives locally to me in Melbourne, really cool chat with her that I had all about her influences and some amazing car rides she had to school every day with her dad, who was really the influence for her music. And they had these 2-hour journeys to school every day. He'd be driving to work, she'd be going to school, and he'd use it as an opportunity to run her through some real classic artists and basically just give her a 2-hour history lesson on classic artists, which is just such a heartwarming story. So I'm very much looking forward to bringing you that chat, plus the multi-talented, multifaceted Masego, who I saw live a couple of months back here in Melbourne, who just blew me away, really. And on record, obviously, the talent is there to see. But my word, when you see this guy live, it just opens up a whole other dimension of him as an artist. The way he just flows into different instruments, his voice is just soulful, then he's rapping. It's just all sorts of different things going on with this guy. And finally, a chat with the Vans, a really cool little indie pop outfit from New South Wales, who just are really drawing in a crowd from all different age groups. It's been great to see them go so well after dropping their second album earlier on in 2023. So yes, lots for us to get into in later episodes. This thing is going to keep growing. Stick with us and we'll keep on getting better. All right, I reckon it's pretty much time to get into episode 3 of Alt Down Under for real.
Alt Down Under.
I mentioned in the intro who it's all about in this episode. A band formed in 2005 back in the UK in Oxfordshire. Their debut album, Antidotes, landed all the way back in 2007. And they really rode the wave of the British indie explosion in the mid to late noughties. They've had a further 6 albums after that initial release, including the unreal double album, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost, which came in 2019. They were the 2020 winners of Best Group at the Brit Awards. They're a band that have toured the world and just bringing their pure energy to crowds all across the globe. And later this month, they land in Australia and New Zealand for a host of massive dates. It is, of course, Foals. It's a huge honour to bring you this chat. My chat here on Alt Down Under with Foals guitarist Jimmy Smith. Here is how we got on.
Alternative Down Under.
Welcome to Alt Down Under, Jimmy Smith, guitarist, axeman, legend. How are you, mate? Welcome.
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very sprightly. We're in different parts of the world at the moment. I'm on my 3rd coffee of the day. You're probably trying to chill out at the moment.
I'm on my 2nd coffee. I woke up a bit late today.
Rock and roll.
In fact, I fell asleep. I woke up early and then fell asleep again and woke up late.
Nice, mate. What's your daily limit normally? What do you normally cap it at?
2.
Fair. All right. I've surpassed you.
Yeah, I can't do 3. Well, I can if I really put my mind to it.
Yeah, to be honest, mate, I'm off my tits and it's quite good because we've only got 15 minutes for this chat. So let's just get into it. I was doing a bit of digging and delving, mate, looking into, because obviously you guys are coming over for Heaps Good Fest in Melbourne on New Year's Eve and Adelaide on the 6th of Jan. Got a few other dates as well across Australia and New Zealand. Is it right you came over to Oz to record some demos back in the day?
Yeah, we did, yeah, with Jono from Jaguar Mar.
Oh, amazing.
It was demos for what would eventually be Holy Fire.
Oh, amazing. So like around 2011, 2012 sort of time?
Yeah, probably 2012, probably, yeah.
Good times.
And yeah, it was sick. I can't remember the name of the studio, like 333 or something like that. It was up in Surrey Hills in Sydney. And yeah, it was great. We had 2 weeks in Sydney. We were staying in Bondi. There were some bed bug issues, I remember.
Very nice. Were any of the boys cracking out the budgie smugglers on Bondi?
Maybe Yanis. I feel like That's something he would rock out.
That's a Yanis move, surely. So, mate, as a band that have obviously travelled across the world touring, how does it rate coming to Australia? Does it feel like a bit of a different flavour coming down under?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like the first time we came down, we didn't know what the hell was going on. We were like, what is this place? Well, it's like America, but Britain, but it's tropical. And it's got really amazing Asian food. Like, this is like a new thing.
Mate, I tell you what, Lonely Planet need to just end, because that description you gave was better than whatever they've come up with in the past. That's amazing. So good. And how have your touring days changed over the years then, do you think? Have things toned down, or is it still pretty lively once you're out on the road?
It's always fairly lively, I guess. But certainly, yeah, it would seem toned down, certainly from my side of things. Because you have to, I think. If you don't, then things start getting a little bit miserable.
Yeah, fair play. And in terms of the amount of albums you guys have had now, how hard is it? I always wonder this when bands get to quite a few albums down the line. How the hell do you whittle it down to a set list? It's the impossible job, no?
Yeah, it's getting quite hard. We've got the set list thing is a real pain. But because it's just like, it's really hard to whittle it down. And then it takes so long to whittle it down that once you do whittle it down, you tend to get stuck in like that set list. And then you realize like 2 months later, you're like, oh man, we just like ignored all these songs.
Yeah, I guess because your songs are your babies, right? You're like, you're dismissing children.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there's a few very unhappy children out there.
Exactly. One thing I do, mate, if I come down to the Heaps Good Fest on New Year's Eve, can you please just chuck Two Steps Twice in? Because that song's just...
Oh yeah, I think we definitely will.
It's weird because whenever you speak to people about Foals, like often they're like My Number, Mountain at My Gate. I swear they sometimes forget that one. I don't know why. I love that song. It's up there with the best.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, well, that's the first song we ever wrote. That's in some ways the prototype Foals song.
Unreal. That's amazing. Loved it. That's, mate, honestly, last time I saw you guys was at Truck in 2019.
Oh, wow.
When you headlined there, which was unbelievable. So, because of COVID, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So I can confirm Two Steps Twice nearly was the end of me. it went off in a big, big way that night.
All right, good. We'll hopefully repeat that in Melbourne.
Yeah, definitely. So just on to the album last year, Life Is Yours, mate. Honestly, up there with... it might be my favourite Foals album, I think. And I'm chuffed I'm talking to you because, in particular, the guitar on that really... in my mind anyway, tell me if I'm wrong, has a very much funk disco element to it. Was that a big thing for you at the time when you were going into the making of that record?
Yeah, it was. Well, we did, when we were writing it, we deliberately limited ourselves to not really have any pedals. We kind of wrote it in a very basic setup, which was kind of an easy way to emulate the early days, is basically strip away all the technology and just have nothing.
Let's make it analog.
Yeah, exactly. But it forces you to kind of reinvent the way you play, and then naturally that sort of dry kind of like rhythmic funk stuff comes out, because that's easy to play with no guitar pedals. It doesn't need anything.
Yeah.
And then it quite liked that.
There's something so enticing about that sound, mate, I think. It's just such a... I don't know if it's because it's music that maybe we grew up with that our parents might have liked. And ever since then, it's got that nostalgia feel to it.
Yeah, it's just the sound of like trying to go to sleep when your parents are having a house party.
There you go. Heaps Good.
That's what it sounds like.
Heaps Good is just going to be a lot of people napping.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. But honestly, such a big fan of that album. And I think as a band, Foals, I think a lot of the love for you guys comes from the fact that you are always evolving as a band. And even like looking at the Dan Carey dub mix version of that album shows that. Is that just an innate thing with you guys, that you will always have that creative power behind you, or it's just in your bones? It's not something that's like you sit around thinking.
No, I mean, we'll obviously have to sort of discuss lightly like what it is we're going to try and do, but like, yeah, that's just built part of the DNA. And I don't know what the other side's like, that you don't evolve, because it's so long between albums. I'd be really worried if we picked up our guitars after like 2 years and it sounded exactly the same as it did 2 years ago. I'd be like, okay, something's broken.
What is going on?
Yeah.
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 Just before I ask you the dream gig venue questions, I wanted to ask one thing that I think I was basically the exact perfect age when you guys broke through. I was probably about 13, 14.
God, that makes me feel old.
So I've become a man with you, Jimmy. I've become a man.
Oh, wow. You're welcome for the guidance.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. Surrogate dad.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I can kind of mark really specific stages of my life per album. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And do you have a lot of that feedback from fans? And I also wanted to ask, because you seem like a very humble guy, but in my mind, a lot of Foles fans' minds, you are at legend status. Do you think you are in that elevated bracket now as a band because you have done so much?
No.
I somehow knew that was going to be the answer.
I said no. I've never no. I don't think we've quite earned it yet. But we'll, you know, we'll get it. Hopefully, in the next record, we'll seal us with some sort of status.
I'm giving you that status.
All right. Thank you. I politely decline it.
I'll take. Nice, mate. But I just honestly, when I look back at that, when you like first broke out, as I said. Like when Skins was a thing, New Rave was a big thing in the UK. Like everyone was wearing neon. It was a great time to be alive.
Yeah, it was a really good time to be alive. I listened to a podcast which was talking about like the sort of the scene back then in London and stuff. And yeah, it's really cool. It kind of makes me proud. Sort of feel like it was like the last scene musically that sort of happened. It had a purity to it. Let's put it that way.
Definitely. I love that you say that about the last scene, because me and my mates often say that. And I think streaming probably has a lot to answer for with no like subcultures popping up anymore. But like New Young Pony Club, Klaxons, all of those bands. Yeah.
Yeah. Streaming and Instagram. Yeah, Instagram's ruined all of it.
Yeah, do you reckon so?
I think so, because it's just how you look now, really, is the most important thing. And everything else is secondary, whereas it was the other way around. The whole point was like, just sort of look like you don't give a shit.
Yeah, don't have a bath for a month. You know?
Yeah, people put a lot of effort into looking like shit.
That's the ironic thing, isn't it? Whereas, well, Libertine's my favorite band. They have that old lyric, rich kids dressing like they're poor kids dressing like they're rich, mods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's it. All right then, Jimmy, let's take a quick trip down to the dream gig venue.
I'll have two pints, please. Oh, I love this band. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Where are you gonna have your dream gig, mate? The dream gig venue. Step this way.
Cool. All right, Jimmy from Foles, let's do this. First question, what is the name you're giving your venue and what capacity? What is the ideal capacity for you?
I can't call it the Electric Banana, but something like that. It should have like a really good name like that. That's stolen, the Electric Banana. But
That's got all sorts of connotations.
Yeah. Like you call it like the revolving tangerine or something. I don't know. You know, just give it something like a cool name like that.
Yeah, I like the fruit element as well. You want people to have fun but remain healthy.
Exactly, yeah. Promote good eating. I think it would be about 5,000 capacity, I'd say.
Yeah, amazing. What is the biggest crowd you boys have played to, actually?
No, I'm not sure. Probably like 80-something thousand or so. We did some big shows with the Chili Peppers in South America, like these football stadiums. They were pretty big. And then like some festivals, I don't know, it's hard. But like Glastonbury has been quite big some years.
Mind-blowing.
It's hard to tell, really.
Yeah.
But I find it all looks the same, kind of over 10,000, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. There's only so many faces you can pay attention to.
I think there's only so many faces you can comprehend, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right, next section is dress code, Jimmy. What would you like everyone to turn up in?
Just in the early 2000s indie sleaze outfits would be great.
Indie sleaze, mate. Indie sleaze became a real thing in COVID. There was that album or article that came out. Do you remember?
Well, I know. Yeah. So I think because people have suddenly realised that like everyone involved was like, oh, hang on a minute, that was actually quite fun and was actually a thing. And it's like 20 years ago now. So
mind bending, honestly. Yeah.
It was just horrific.
Yeah. So bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Indie sleaze. And then this is quite important. The free drink on tap and the free food that people are going to be nibbling on.
The free drink would absolutely be sparkling water. Some sort of flavoured, delicious. Because, you know, I'd rather the crowd was hydrated than drunk. Just from, yeah, from a league, you got to think of the legalities of it. You know, you got a large amount of people. We don't want fatalities on our hand. You know.
Yeah, nice.
If we're going to like take the money and run.
Cool. And then what's the food?
Oh, it'd be Mexican. It'd be tacos, and it'd be these ones that this festival in Mexico City, Corona Capital. There's like a always like a taco stand backstage. Whoever that is, they're my favourite tacos in the world, and we'll get them to
Mate, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I bet that gets to the stage where you don't actually want to go out and perform. You just want to sit there munching on tacos.
Yeah, it's a bit weird when also when you leave it too late and the sort of blurs the line between taco and performance, and then you can sort of taste it. You've still got taco in your mouth when you're playing. It's a bit weird.
Just breathing salsa across the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanking God that it's a big stage and no one can smell you.
Okay, and support act. This can be dead or alive.
Well, I can't. There can't be anyone really big, because then you'd feel weird, wouldn't you? Who would the support act? I don't know, maybe like Nick Drake.
Fair, big fan of that.
something totally different, or like Miles Davis or something.
That'd be
know.
Very cool. Miles Davis.
Fugazi.
Oh, mate, love this. Yeah.
I'd probably do Fugazi, Miles Davis, then Foles. And we'd have to lock the doors after Miles Davis so everyone doesn't leave. Or, or you know, maybe he could headline. Fugazi and us could support, and then Miles could headline.
That is one hell of a lineup, mate. Sign me up, honestly. That's incredible. And finally, Jimmy, last question is, who is doing your security on the night? Front door.
Oh.
This can be anyone. This could be your uncle, your mates, postman.
I think some of Giannis's Greek boys from Baltimore. I think they'll some of the island boys that Giannis knows, they'll have it covered.
Hard as nails.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well, Jimmy, that is the end of the interview. Thanks ever so much for building. Was it the revolving tangerine you went for?
Yeah, just call it that. Yeah. Work in progress.
Nice. Mate, really appreciate your time, and good luck with the tour over in Oz and New Zealand.
Thanks, man.
Take care, man. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot. See ya.
Not a pom, judging Aussie tunes, alt down under.
Unreal stuff. That there, my chat with Jimmy Smith. Absolutely lovely guy. And, of course, guitarist for Foles. Just loves talking to him. And as I said in the introduction, to see that band and almost grow up with them and really see them come through kind of the new rave movement in 2007. And I really do remember that. And as I said there in the conversation with Jimmy, I've often had chats with mates at home how we felt like we were part of what was the last real kind of subculture movement in the UK. Because things like Spotify, streaming, social medias had such a big impact. There are, of course, huge positives to that, because it does make you, in a lot of respects, reach a wider audience. But it kind of makes everything less niche and just less of a subculture. And everyone ends up following the same movement in a way. So it kind of just knocks out a lot of that kind of individuality, which is a real shame. But as I said, so good to be a part of that. And anyone who was there at the time probably remembers it. A lot of neon colours, terrible, terrible haircuts, skinny jeans, and just brilliant bands. New Young Pony Club, I was a huge fan of them. The Sunshine Underground, CSS, who I actually listened back to the other day. And my God, their tracks sound amazing. And of course, the band that maybe spearheaded it all early on, Klaxons, who actually won the Mercury Prize back in the UK, which is a huge, huge award for emerging artists, kind of mainly in the alternative space. But yeah, such an exciting thing to be a part of and so cool to look back on now. And now with the 30th birthday looming next year, I can look back on these days of old like some wise old owl who's lived it all. Jesus, I still feel young. Don't worry, guys. I've got plenty more energy to bring into these episodes and these future conversations that I'll be bringing you. But yeah, one last time, hit like, hit subscribe, give us a follow. Alt Down Under.
Alt Down Under.
Next up, my conversation with Dulcy, a really exciting, cool little three-piece coming out of Perth in Western Australia. They've just released their single, Sore Loser. So do go and have a listen before episode 4 of Alt Down Under, which involves my sit-down with Ashley Carr-White on keys and vocals for Dulcy. A chat I'm very much looking forward to. So yeah, look out for announcements on that one next Wednesday. Until then, take care, and I'll see you next week.
Alternative Down Under. Down Under.